This is the Dead End Gaming Podcast. I'm your host, Kenneth Nienge. Joining me, as usual, is DZ Folterte.
Folterte, what up? What's good? I'm glad everybody can hear us just fine. You know what I'm saying? Relaxing from the needle drop aftermath, beatdown.
We'll get to that. Slow down.
Yeah. Don't rush into that one.
Up next, Mean Mugger.
What up?
Please say the 11.
And Granddad.
What up, y'all? Granddaughter. It's the Granddad Wooly back in the building. Nursing my wounds. But I'm okay, y'all.
Nursing my wounds.
I'll be all right.
You had to sit in the bucket of ice.
I had to take an ice bath, y'all. I was limping around the house for a minute.
I got you.
You know, I was looking at my Yoshi amiibo and I failed him. It's okay though. We gonna get back in the streets though.
Who got the first dub?
Yeah, but see, that was against Pikachu against who though?
Who was your dub against? Wario.
First of all, Wario. But he ain't play who you played against, Snake.
I know, but I still beat him first.
Right, but because you played
so
him first.
So you can't shit on
if
me for the same
Snake
reason.
If he played Snake about me, look, but who
you
got
can't
the,
shit on me for the same reason?
Who took him down to one stock with Pac-Man? Who took him down to one stock with Pac-Man and was this close?
No, me, nigga.
He took the first stock, but I had him down to one stock, over 100% damage. It was pretty much one hit.
That's because I gave you the confidence you needed.
You didn't give me a shit, nigga. Look. See, the cracks are internal now.
He can be beat.
Right.
See, he can be beat. Who's gonna beat his Pac-Man?
You
question.
I don't know.
See, me. I'm gonna beat his Pac-Man because it's a bit.
Is this me? Y'all gonna get back into the training? Like, y'all gonna really like?
You know
train
what?
And get, and
you
get...
know what? I'm about to go serious with my Yoshi training.
Because if we do set this up again,
because I was playing a couple hours a night, not really going like super serious. Now it's on. I'm putting in crazy work daily. I'm making my Yoshi top tier. And when the time comes, whenever that might be, I'm going to be ready. You ain't got to get ready if you stay ready.
The promotion for this, if we set this up with Anthony Fantano again, because I know Mike
you
and
do
want to come, everybody going to come in.
I'm here.
Everybody going to come.
I'm here.
So would you make a series out of y'all training?
It's serious.
Like for Showtime before the boxing
fight? It's serious now.
Oh, the 24/7?
Because if I didn't know I couldn't beat him, I wouldn't be this serious. But I know I can beat him.
Okay.
Because if I put in some work, we in there.
So, what you want to tell me one last time? This your promo.
Your days are numbered.
This is all podcast material, man. This is just...
Your days are numbered. God.
Y'all don't deserve all this content.
Let me level up. Let my Yoshi get to Ultra Instinct level Yoshi.
So
it's getting there.
Where do you think you fall to?
Huh?
Where do you think you fall to?
I think I'm just going to get around his projectiles. He had so many things he was throwing at me at the same time. And Yoshi, you got to get in there. You got to rush him down. Mm-hmm. So it was hard for me to really get in there and rush him down without being cautious. So I couldn't really mix him up the way I wanted to. So I had to pick my spots and hit him where I could. But the problem with that is like I couldn't go under him because he'll throw a hydrant under me. So I couldn't hit him with any up smashes. I couldn't go hit him with a cross up because he could just hit me with his little fucking spaceship shit. Yeah. All that shit was like, okay, I got to get around all this shit. But once I figured that out, that's it. Cause it's close. It ain't even. It's real life right now. All right. This ain't no kayfabe. This ain't no work. This is a shoot, nigga. This is a shoot. And I'm telling you, cause all this shit they talking online got me feeling my feels right now.
That's because you competitive. That's because
you
competitive.
I was one hit away from stopping this nigga's Pac-Man. One hit, and I could have won. The one for Ken.
What? He said, what's for Ken?
Ken said some shit and threw me off my game. He said some low-key shit, and I lost my second stock, and I never got back my focus.
So it was Ken.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on.
It was all Ken's
game. I didn't have anything to do with that. If you were locked in, you think... Do you think if somebody said... Do you think if somebody said, MJ, you suck, do you think he would miss the game-winning shot?
First of all, he would be in a large arena, and he wouldn't be able to hear that shit. You was right next to him.
Floor seats.
All right.
So, floor seats. It's Jay-Z.
Look,
you're trash.
You talking about MJ. MJ in his first season didn't get the championship. Okay, he had to go through a few trials and tribulations.
This is true.
So now...
This is your trials and tribulations.
This is my trial and tribulations, all right?
Mm, okay.
So it's going to be it. I mean, so I know. I can taste it.
Look, man.
If we set this up again...
That Pac-Man is going to lose to my Yoshi. It's going to happen. Let me get some lab work in. Let me figure out a way to get around all that bullshit. The next time this happens.
I appreciate that you're going in and you know, you're going into the gym. Yeah. You know, you're going to get your little punches in the bag. You're going to start running up the street. You're going to have mean mugger driving the car until you fall down, and then you're going to get back up slow, and you're going to start running again. Right. I like that shit. That's what you need to do.
That's what
you need to do, and I appreciate that.
Right.
I appreciate that.
You know what? I figured I'm the best shot at taking this dude down, because everybody I've heard who's played has lost.
I think you are.
I'm doing this for everybody, not just Dead End. All the motherfuckers who lost to Pac-Man.
Right.
I'm your hero. You need to give me your energy. Give me your strength, your spirit, and your guidance. Because I'm the one. Unless he goes to play competitively in some serious match players, I'm the only nigga in this planet that can beat him, probably.
It's on God now.
Okay?
It's on God, and I don't know who that is.
I need y'all to give me your strength and your faith. Give me some time. Give me some time in the lab.
I'm with you. I'm with you, Granddad. Look, all right. You got my support.
I wish y'all was with me today. You got my shit. I ain't
scared. You ain't scared.
I ain't never scared. I've never been scared. Never. Now that I've been face to face with the Goliath himself, and I stood toe to toe. And I almost took him down.
Now you know it's a chance.
I ain't scared of shit.
You ain't scared, yeah.
It's just some work. It's just a little bit of work.
Ooh, buddy. I can see the promo and stuff for this.
Well,
you better be ready, because if we start talking this out and we set up a date, it's going to be on.
Every day.
It's going to be on.
Every day.
How many hours you got in Smash?
I don't know, but I'm about to... How many he had? 200?
He had 200.
I'm clocking in a G. 1,000 hours.
You don't work, nigga.
Nigga, fuck a job. This is more important. I will work and play Smash at the same time.
I'm a shoot him like a March date, sometime in March.
March? Ooh, that's
that might be too soon.
That's
So April? What about April?
It's the middle of February. Hold on. Wait a minute.
What about April?
Look at April. Give me till
sometime April. Okay.
At least April.
You just saw his face. He was like, it's a little bit too soon.
I saw it.
All right, give me some time.
I saw it. Okay, all right.
So that's what I'm going to leave it at that. I'm going to leave it alone. So y'all can say all the shit y'all want online from now on. I'm ignoring it.
Hey, Grand, I believe you, man. I think you're going to be ready.
Somebody believes in me.
I think you're going to be ready.
Somebody believes. My mama believed in me. She was disappointed when she heard, but it was okay. It was okay.
Oh, you told her about
it? A little bit. But
oh, my God.
I was just saying, like, you know, well, she asked because, like, we're around family goes quick.
Right. Family goes quick.
Yeah. Ass whooped online. Like, why you doing that
for real? Please tell me she said it.
Well, she said that to me, It was a text.
Yeah, they're talking to me. They're talking to me at work and shit.
It was a text.
I was like, my mama even mad at me. Okay.
Wow.
I won.
Okay, so yeah.
Like, okay.
Yeah, they're talking to me at work and shit. Talking about, oh, yeah, you played the biggest music critic. And I'm like, yeah. Like, this is my boss. Like, we ain't talking about that shit, bro. Thank you, Fantano. That's what I said after I beat him. Y'all remember, that was the first thing I said.
You gonna apologize.
Thank you, Fantano.
You gotta give him
I'm not apologizing for shit.
I'm
not apologizing for shit.
I didn't apologize. I said I can beat you and it ain't over yet.
Did I apologize?
I like
thank
that.
You.
Thank
you.
Thank
you. See,
no, I said,
that's
no,
why
when I won.
I'm the way. I'm the key to this shit, y'all. I'm the key to this shit because I don't apologize and I don't thank niggas for nothing.
I thanked him after I beat his ass.
I'm talking about Granddad.
Shit. Because it ain't over.
It ain't over.
I said on Twitter, I respect the Pac-Man.
I love it, man.
But it ain't over. Yoshi, Pac-Man, this shit is a rivalry in my mind. And it's going to go until that motherfucker is gone. Until his name, his clout,
that's
is
what the,
split.
That's what the fuck I'm talking about, Granddad.
I can beat him.
That's what I'm talking about.
I can beat him.
And I can get him. But, you know.
He can't. I can beat him.
See, the thing is.
I can beat him.
He gave me actual advice. So I know.
He didn't have to give me advice because I'm that damn good, nigga. He was sweating. He was sweating. I saw it on the video in his face. He was focused. He was like, yo, this Yoshi ain't no joke. If I fuck up once, it's over. And my clout is down. So that's why when it was over, when it was over, he let out a small sigh of relief. I saw it in the video. And at the end of it, he said, I got a good Yoshi. He ain't say, Yoshi needs to work on this. Yoshi needs to work on that. He said, I got a good Yoshi. Just you got to figure out how to get around that Pac-Man bullshit, which is anybody who would have played him.
Bam. I like Granddad.
But the way you learn directly from that Pac-Man is playing him specifically.
Right.
Because every Pac-Man is different.
Exactly. But that's probably, and I don't play many Pac-Mans, but that's the most advanced Pac-Man I've played. And now that I know what he can do, I know what to look out for.
You know what to look out for now.
Once I knew I wasn't going to probably win, I just said, okay, let me just
Hey, Granddad, man, I got faith in you. I believe
you.
I love your competitive attitude. So I believe you, man.
Like, I don't
me, on the other hand, you know, y'all motherfuckers here now, so what up? my mindset was, and I said it before, the stream, people was like, in my Twitch channel, you nervous about the fight? You nervous about fighting Fantano? I'm like, no, I ain't nervous about the fight. I'm nervous about the stream.
Yeah.
Like, I'm nervous about making sure everything works, right? So that's where my head is. That's where I came in with. So I'm like, yo, stream works. you know, we got the most success on Twitch we've ever had, most successful on YouTube we ever been. Yep. It's only gonna grow from there. Exactly. And then people ready for the next fight.
And it ain't over. I'm telling
And it's
you
not like over. We went out there and looked stupid either. You know what I mean?
We went there and I gave it my all, y'all. I really did.
And our, you know, 2-15 or whatever right. is kind of adjusted by other players. So it was really like 2-8.
2-8.
So that's not too bad.
It was like, you know, a 20% success rate, but it's okay. Yeah.
It's not as bad.
Look, but I just go by performance, and all I'm saying is that I've never tasted the sweetest victory so closely, and I want it now. I want it, and I can get it. And it's like, if he just completely destroyed me, and I couldn't get a stock on him, then I wouldn't be talking. But the fact that I got so close.
And you said you had him sweating.
And I had him sweating.
He had a sigh of relief.
Yeah.
So you good.
Mm-hmm. He knows what it is. It's respect. It's respect.
I feel that.
We got to spar, man. Got to get into the ring.
Exactly.
All right, cool. Well, you know, again, Fantano, appreciate you taking the time to, you know, to play with us, you know, that night, knowing that you were sick, and you came out and you did your flu game, man. So much respect.
Put a Michael Jordan on
it. Man, speaking of sick, the very next day, I just came down with whatever the fuck I got right now. So if I sound weird to y'all, I think Fantano gave me some shit through the
Switch.
Fucking Nintendo
Stream
Switch.
Whooped your ass and left you with an illness. He left you sick.
I guess, bro. I need a vaccination. Like, I feel like shit today. I left work early today. Like, I went home. I got some sleep. I feel like shit. So yeah, I don't know what the fuck, but I contracted whatever the fuck he got. And now he's healthy. He's like, oh, I'm feeling better now.
Mm.
So
passed on along an ass whooping and a sickness the same damn night.
Awful, bro. Awful.
To you. I mean, I fought hard.
I fought tough.
Nigga, you ain't getting nowhere near where I was at.
I got the first win.
That don't mean
I gave you the inspiration.
We talking Pac-Man. No, that's irrelevant. We talking
Pac-Man. It's irrelevant.
We talking Pac-Man.
You didn't do good against the Pac-Man until after I won.
First of all, wait a minute. Whoa.
Uh-oh.
He had to break out the Pac-Man on me. He had to break it out on you.
He broke it out on me.
Once. And he was like, this ain't necessary. Let me get Snake and let me get Mario and all this.
You played you with Wario, dog.
Every single time.
He played you with Wario.
He played me with Wario because he didn't think he thought I was going to go with Bowser Jr. I knew that. And once I picked Yoshi, it was like, whatever at that point. Because he knew I was going to go with Bowser Jr. But I switched.
So you're reading minds out here.
Of course. I know how he was going to think.
Oh, my God.
Because I thought he was going to go back to Pac-Man, but,
it's a good chess
you know,
move, man.
Chess move. I was like, you know what? I'm not even going to play around. I was like, you know what? I got to show that my Yoshi can get a W. Regardless. And it did.
Against Wario.
Look.
I'm not trying to shit on you, but I'm telling you, you can't shit on me.
I'm not trying to shit on you. I'm just saying.
It sounds like it.
A little bit.
All right.
A little bit.
Look. Because I'm disappointed in all of us right now.
I'm not.
And we're close. No. As far as a stream and a success rate, I'm thoroughly happy.
Like, bro.
But as a competitive player, and I am.
Yo, pro
getting
gamers
this close
are literally the saddest people in the world. Like, if y'all ever watched gamers play, them niggas are depressed.
They are. They don't get to that level. I don't get to that level where I'm like, my life is over.
They are depressed.
They are depressed.
Because
all they got in their life is that.
Committing seppuku and shit. Like,
yo,
I ain't got time.
We ain't got time for that. But it's like, when I know I have the ability to be somebody who everybody thinks that is so great, or so amazing, or unbeatable, and I get that close,
such a great feeling.
That makes me feel like, yo, I can beat them. And I know I can beat them. And I've beaten competitive level players who are famous before.
Mm-hmm.
So if I can get that close to beating them, and it's just a technical thing, like making sure the right move,
mm-hmm.
boom. If it's just that, okay, I can do it. So I'm not letting that go until I get that W, because I know I can. If I knew I couldn't, I wouldn't be talking.
Granddad versus Needle Drop.
Speaking of talking, if any of y'all motherfuckers want to talk, because y'all did a whole lot of talking.
Oh, yeah. Y'all talked a lot of shit
online. Our friend codes are available.
We can give you friend codes.
And I done smacked a few of y'all up.
If y'all want to be my training partners and get a couple L's on the board real quick, we can do that. I'm free. Let's do it. Because I got 1,000 hours. So you know what? We're going to post friend codes.
Yeah, man.
I ain't got it right now, but I'm going to post it.
I ain't got it right
now because my Switch ain't on me. But
yeah, I mean, that shit is long as fuck.
Yeah, it's long as hell, but you know, it's like Social Security number +2. But
all right, really cool. So moving on. It was fun. Appreciate you guys tuning in.
It was fun.
So what else have you guys been playing? Anything outside of the big event?
Nah. Honestly. After that.
So have you been training?
You was in Chicago. You went to Chicago.
I went to Chicago. Right after the event, I had to fly to Chicago. And when I was on the plane, what was I playing? Smash. Because my mind was already ready for training. So I was already training on the plane. training. I got stuck in Chicago because of the weather. So I had to stay the day after. So I ain't really been home to play anything but what was on my Switch. So I played Smash and a little bit of Mario Kart, you know, for fun. You know, to fill it out with some fun. But that's it.
I played a tiny bit of Persona, but it's not even worth mentioning because I played it for like maybe 20 minutes or something. But I've been playing a lot of Smash. Not really like training. I have been working on my grabs though. You know what I mean? Because I don't fucking grab. Yeah, and in that match when I beat him, I attempted like two grabs and I'm like, fuck it. I'm not going to grab him. It's not going to happen. But also I've been playing Sonic Adventure 2 for my old school Saturday. Yeah. And then it rolled into old school Sunday and I still haven't beat the shit. So that's going to be my next stream. I still got to beat the dark story, the other half of it. And then the last story, we get Super Sonic and all that shit. But other than that, I feel like I haven't had time to play anything else.
Yeah.
And Crackdown 3 is coming out and Division 2, which BZ just let me know is coming out Friday. So my plate is full.
March 15th, Friday.
March 15th?
Yeah.
February 15th.
March 15th.
What?
Come on, March.
What?
I thought you said February.
No, March.
The beta. Oh.
It's beta. Yeah.
Okay.
The beta is March 1st.
Okay. I thought he was saying this Friday. That's why I was like, oh, shit.
And in the beta, you can still play the beta if you pre-order it, though. Like, right? I think it was
pre-ordering that shit.
Yeah, it was a good yeah.
I looked at the notes, though. Yeah. That's why I was confused. I was like, damn.
Come on, March.
Anyway, Sonic Adventure 2. Oh, that shit is trash, by the way. I should have mentioned, like, that shit did not age well.
What, Sonic
Adventure 2? I told you, nigga! I know that! But I was saying the music is dope as shit in that game.
Yeah, see, you got a thing for Sonic music, I get that. The music, the soundtrack's always, but I said the game itself, that's why I said after Sonic Adventure 1, when 2 came, I was like, because it did not age well.
I don't think 2 is much worse than 1, though.
I think because Sonic Adventure 1 was brand new.
True.
And it was like a new experience, but then when 2...
first came on
Dreamcast, right. So then when 2 came out, I was like,
Yeah, that shit's so jank and fucking broken, bro.
Yeah,
so it's a struggle. Like after that first stage, I'm just like, I'm having fun.
Right.
Yeah, it's bad, bro.
Well, yeah, pretty much only thing I've been playing, and I streamed that a few times. Me playing Resident Evil. I finally got the Infinity Machine Gun ammo, and I got the Infinity Knife. So I just pretty much streaming just to show you guys the gun because. And I still got to stream my the Fourth Survivor playthrough for that one too, because I'm pretty sure I can beat that one with no problem once I play through that, and then I can unlock Tofu once you beat that. So I need to stream that. But I also want, and I talked to these fellas already. We got to stream. Make sure you guys follow the Dead End Gaming account. We're going to stream Apex Legend because I played it a little bit here before while I was waiting on the fellas, and I need to talk to them. Like I need to be on my headset. And we need to be on this bad boy playing together. So, but it seemed like it's a pretty fun battle royale type of game. So I think it'd definitely be even funner to play with these two guys. So I'm definitely be on the lookout for that, and be on the lookout for us playing Alien Nation too. We got to get back on that joint too.
Yeah, definitely.
So, true.
So that's all I've been playing Resident Evil. I think since I've pretty much milked out Resident Evil, I'm gonna get back on Doom because I still got like I think about 5 more missions to complete. Before I'm finished with Doom, so I need to go back and play that game because that game is fun and fast.
I thought you beat it already.
Yeah.
Remember when January hit, I started going and playing my old Resident Evil games and stuff.
Oh, true.
Resident Evil. So yeah, I never finished up Doom. So that's gonna be a game I'm gonna go back to since I told Kevin I didn't beat Resident Evil like 8 or 9 times God, already.
Yeah, we knew
like,
it though.
I beat it. So now, speaking of, yesterday when I was shout out to Mike Sick and Controller Rise. I was out there yesterday and last night, and Cheesy Boys was out there. So Chris, you know, the guy that plays Resident Evil as well.
Yeah, we
was talking about having like a
race, I guess.
Like a race. Like who can beat the game the quickest? Who can go through the game the quickest?
We need to set that
So
up.
Yeah. He's down. He's like, yeah, just let me know, man. I'll be down. And then me and him gonna kind of set the rules, like, you know, probably what level we're gonna have it on and like whatever, but we're gonna see who can go through the game the quickest.
That'd be dope.
Yeah. That'll be dope as hell.
Yeah. So I told him I'm ready. I was like, look, I asked him, I'm like, you sure you want to do this? Because I know this game pretty good.
Video, but he know everything about the game.
I know this game pretty well, and I didn't beat it 8 times in all the scenarios. I know all the passcodes, and I know all the codes by heart, and the combinations and all that stuff. I know all that shit by heart. Like, I know.
As always.
Yeah, I know all that shit. I know all that shit now. So it's like, I can breeze through all them puzzles. I know the puzzles, the statue puzzles. I know all that shit by heart. I know all that shit. So I know, boom, boom. Lady, Aquarius, the bow. Oh, this is a snake, something, something, something. Give me my shit.
Wow. See, I'm telling you.
Wow. So I like, if you want to do that race, we can
look at the credits of the game. I bet if I see, I'm going to see his name. Co-creator. No. Low key, like, special hold on, sorry.
Capcom, they should have had me as like a beta tester or something.
I'm saying, it's true.
Because, man, I'm just like waiting for three. But yeah, that's all I've been playing. But I'm going to get back on Doom. Because I know someone asked me about that while I was streaming last time. I was like, I need to go back and finish that. So
yeah,
that's all I've been playing.
Cool. Well, I haven't been playing shit. So let's move on to the news.
Wow.
Let's move on to the news.
Don't fuck with us. He don't even got time to play games no more. He's like,
Wow, what a gaming podcast we have here.
I ain't play shit, y'all. I ain't going to lie. I ain't
our
play
host
shit.
Is like, well,
hey. What's the news?
No Uncharted or nothing, huh?
Well, you played Smash Brothers Friday night with us, so that counts.
Yeah, I mean, that was my first time.
For the first time. Yeah, shout out. Yeah, shout out to Ken for doing
that. You know, the funny thing is, huh?
We should not shout that out.
Yeah, sure. Because I mean, that's you get to play it. I
think
he was being a good sport. That's the he was being a good sport. Yeah,
he picked up the control.
It was an entertaining running off the map. Like it was, people enjoyed that.
Yeah, it was one of the highlights of the stream.
Yeah, it was a highlight. It was a highlight.
Blaming Sonic for it.
Yeah, what are you?
He was like, it was Sonic. It's Sonic fault, man.
Sonic suck. He didn't do shit, but he showed up.
Oh man, I gotta. Yes, he did. He started spinning.
You hit the button.
And then he just took off.
You hit the button.
And he ran off the guy.
He ain't doing nothing. He was just stood there.
I thought it was a special power.
My God. He walked off in the wrong way.
I thought it was a special power.
Yeah, that should have me crying.
That had me dying.
He was looking the wrong way. That's what happened.
Like, oh, my God.
That's why your friend, that's why your company defaulted.
So, yeah. So, but yeah. So the funny thing is, though, is that I did actually find the case to the one for the 3DS last night when I was at home. Because I remember, my son Kendall, who said, he used to play it on the 3DS. And I probably bought that shit and didn't even know what the hell I was buying. Yeah, so I found the case. I'm going to post it on IG. But yeah, I found it last night. So I started, let me see if I can find this game. There's no telling where it's at, but I thought that was funny. So here we are years later.
Yeah.
And I'm shitting on the game. But either way, Nintendo Direct is arriving tomorrow.
Nintendo. You selling my man from Meteor Man. It's that kids in that Nintendo.
Nintendo.
It's Nintendo.
Nintendo.
Japanese squad coming up on you, bro.
That's not right.
So tomorrow, February 13th at 2 p.m., they're featuring about 35 minutes of information on the upcoming Switch titles, including new details on Fire Emblem, Three Houses, et cetera, et cetera. I know you guys are big Switch players, so what are you guys expecting?
I'm a big Smash player.
Yeah.
I want a new Smash announcement for the next character. Whoever this character is going to be, I feel like they going to show that tomorrow. Mm. It is going to be way out of left field, whoever it is.
We already know they got Joker.
Right.
But so either they're going to give us a release date for Joker, like a solid release date, or they're going to announce another character, which I hope they do
too. Yeah, and there's like four other DLC characters in this character pack one, so.
Right. And also like levels and stuff like that too, new stages and things like that. So I'm pretty sure they're definitely going to have that. But other than that, they're probably just going to focus on Fire Emblem because that seems to be like the main thing that they're talking about, which I don't play Fire Emblem games like that, so I really could care less. But I don't know, maybe they'll surprise us with like another title announcement or some gameplay of another title that's coming out. They're not going to talk no Metroid talk.
No.
Because they haven't completely scrapped the game. So I'm pretty sure they were expecting to have something about that, but that's off the table. So I think it's just going to be, Fire Emblem, pretty much all the other stuff that we're going to be expecting. Maybe some... I don't know. Maybe we'll get some Luigi's Mansion talk.
You want that Luigi's Mansion?
I don't know. Loki, I want that shit. I want that shit. I rock with Luigi, Loki.
Well, the article says we might get to see some SNES games get added to that online service, and that would be a big announcement.
Yeah, if they put in some solid SNES games to the online, because I still haven't touched that online shit, because there's nothing there that I really want to play.
I did once, and I was like, all right, cool.
Like, I mean, I haven't visited it since I last spoke about it, because it's like there's nothing really there. But if they put some really good Super Nintendo games on there, and they get some third-party joints too,
yes, sir.
That'd be dope.
So maybe that might be a birthday gift for myself, is probably get a Switch.
What you waiting on?
Go ahead and get that.
But it'd be mainly for Zelda, though.
Hey, Zelda's dope. So it was the first game. Well, it was the first game that came out for Switch, so the first game everybody got. But
yeah, I get it for Zelda.
But yeah.
All right, so Division 2, the open beta drops on March 1st. Are any of you guys looking?
I think that's, yeah. Yeah, I am. Hell yeah, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Because I think they released the beta for folks who pre-ordered it. And I'm still going back and forth, which I probably might end up just pre-ordering the standard version, because if you pre-ordered the gold version for $100, you get the game 3 days earlier. But most people who I plan on playing it with, they're not getting it 3 days earlier, so I might just get it that Friday. Just wait and just get the standard one. But hell yeah, I'm looking forward to the beta. This is like a little teaser. I just want to, just like how that Resident Evil, where they gave you the 30-minute demo. Like, yes, I want to play this. I want to get a feel for it. I'm thinking I might play the first one just to kind of get the game controllers back, you know, get my equilibrium back going on Division. Because if I play it again, I'm going to be all like messed up with the controls. Like, oh, what this do? So at least if I play it, I can get used to it, because I'm going to be ready. I'm telling you, I'm taking off work that day. Once I get the game, I'm going to be ready to go all in on that sucker. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to that beta. I can't wait.
All right. I'm ready for the game, but as far as the beta, I'm not, you know.
I'm going to just wait.
I get there when I get out, there.
See what the hoopla is, because I've never been into the Division. I wasn't that into Division 1, so I'm going to try to give it a shot for the sake of the squad. You know, I try to, you know, dabble in it, see if I like it, you know. And
But yeah, if I get a code, I'll be on it. Sure. Yeah. Me and BZ, we'll be on it.
Yeah, me, you, and Tyler.
Some others.
Probably be on there. Some others. Yeah, I know my homeboy Glenn gonna be on it. Fatin. Shout out to Fatin. He's gonna be on it too.
Yeah, shout out.
Yeah. So yeah,
I ain't got time for Division. I gotta worry about my memory, man. Hell yeah. They got me on a mission now. Are you playing? I'm thinking of a Smash. Right. Fuck all them other games. Like, right. Damn.
So, yeah, I know. Yeah, I got squads on squads on squads for Division, so I can't wait to dive in that. That's gonna be fun. Oh, that's gonna be so much fun.
All right, so Fortnite account merges are now possible. So for those of you that have been splitting your playtime between Epic Games and associated with the PS4 and another account associated with the Switch or Xbox One, you can finally get all your stuff in one place. The big thing is that the merging tool will only help Fortnite players who are still dealing with the after effects of those cross-platform problems. So, you know, none of us play Fortnite here. But, you know, my kid plays it. So I think for him, it'll be good to kind of have everything all in one place, because he plays on the Switch and he plays on the PS4. So I'm surprised. As soon as I walked in the house yesterday, he wasn't telling me in the news. But so that's pretty dope. But I do want to say this. Fortnite did something that I just found fascinating.
What?
They had an event. And they always have these events, right, in this world. Mm-hmm. And normally the people try to watch the events, but everybody run around killing each other, and then you end up missing the event. Mm-hmm. But they had a concert by this guy. I guess he's a DJ called Marshmallow Man. Marshmallow. And, y'all heard of him?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's just Marshmallow.
It is Marshmallow, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like Marshmallow. I mean to stop you in your tracks.
Nah, like, whatever.
No, I was responding to, I thought you guys said you heard of him. But either way. So this Marshmallow Man did like this concert.
His name is Marshmallow.
It's DJ Marshmallow.
I've heard of him. His name is Marshmallow.
Yeah, it's DJ Marshmallow.
That's all.
First that's Nintendo, all now Marshmallow.
You just keep saying Marshmallow Man. Yes.
I think you know he's talking about.
He just
that's what he looks like.
You don't want to put respect on
his name. He looked like a Marshmallow Man. He was a dude sitting behind the DJ with this big ass marshmallow hat on, and he was a man.
Give that man some respect. His name is Marshmallow.
Anyway, so
Marshmallow Man.
It was cool because I think what. So my concern was, and we watched it here, is that I thought that, you know, of course, the same thing would happen. They would end up shooting and killing everybody. But what was dope was they actually, and they were having server issues, but they shut down everything else. And the only thing that was going on was that concert. And everybody flipped out. And they over there doing a little emoji dances or whatever they call them shits. And this dude actually did like a 10 to 15 minute concert in this damn game. It was a virtual world concert in freaking Fortnite. And I was blown away. Yeah. I was like, what the fuck? Can you imagine, I'm not going to say his name because he's a bad example right now. So let's say.
R. Kelly.
Donald Glover. Okay. So imagine Donald Glover. Now, I was going to say the guy married to the girl that starts with two K's.
Okay.
Yeah. But he's not going to get that. Donald Glover doing some good things for black folks. So imagine him actually being able to do games in, well, do concerts in games like that. and you don't even have to leave, you know, the confines of your room. So you have all of these kids that are sitting
here. That could be the start of something, man.
Bro.
That's crazy.
Man, it was freaking nuts. Like, and I'm watching it. Like, I'm thinking it's just another event. And I'm just waiting for people to go around and start shooting. But it didn't happen. And then when I realized, like, because, you know, I always try to get in. Because if you don't get in, then, you know, the server become clogged. And then you miss the event. So that was the other thing. But yeah, I thought it was amazing. I wanted to talk about it last week. But yeah, man, yeah, it was a live concert. And then I think they did an encore later that night. But if you guys, if anybody out there get a chance to go check it, just watch it just to see what happens. Because once I realized what would happen and the possibilities that could come from it, I was like, God damn, this could be actually the start of something. So yeah, it was cool. Shout out to Marshmallow, man. So that was tight. Apparently they were, you know, my kids were watching it last night or tonight, actually, I think, because I got a text. And they were singing right along with it. So anyway, moving on, Apex Legends. So that was the other thing we were setting up for the stream Friday. You know, we got a chance to see, you know, Kendall play the game. That was my first time seeing the game live. And so we were sitting there messing with him while he was playing. And it seemed like a really interesting game. It seemed like one that I would like to play. And I kind of like how they...
You said you would like to play?
Yeah. Even though I hate first person
shooters. Okay, I thought you said that. Okay.
Yeah, but the game looked interesting because it didn't look anything like Fortnite. It looks very, of course, obviously futuristic. And I like the way you revive people because they have these little beams and you go to this area and you revive somebody. So you don't have to, because so many people get killed in Fortnite trying to go to somebody that's crawling on the ground. Yeah. So I thought that was dope. And then, of course, the different tools. And they got a lot of black people in the damn thing, which is another thing that was extremely noticeable. So it seemed like a really, really cool idea. And on top of that, it just smashed everything over the last week. Yeah.
I played it in one sitting with Tyler and another friend of mine. We got trashed, bro. I have a theory that it's easier on PlayStation because we did a few matches on Xbox. I'm telling you, we barely touched anybody, but we were watching Kendall and Kendall's out here getting kills and shit. I'm like, maybe I'm worse than Kendall, but I would not like to think that is the case. So I think it must be easier on PlayStation. So I might download it on my PS4. Well, I would have to download it on my PS4 to play with y'all. Yeah. We'll probably wreck shit.
I think we will.
Yeah, I think once we get a good firm hold of the game and how it works, I think we do all right. So
I think we'd do good.
Yeah, we about to murder shit.
I'm looking forward to that shit.
And I like Ken was saying, like I looked at it too when Kendall was just playing. I said the same thing, like, I'm not into Fortnite at all, but this game is something that I would actually play because it looks like a lot, not only more detailed, but it's like a lot more fun, more mature. It doesn't seem so like kiddie in a way.
Yeah, that's exactly.
It seems like a legitimate first person shooter, but it does have those kind of elements of Fortnite, like the way that you drop in and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So there is aspects of it, but like the way that it's just taken off.
I like the way the guns look. The guns look dope as hell. Yeah, I'm like, okay.
And then it's the variety and how of the characters and just the whole, the maps look crazy. So
yeah.
I was like, okay, I'm gonna give this a shot.
And so, it's free.
So, I mean, and it's free. That's the biggest thing. It's free. So go for it.
Hell yeah. No reason not to play it. And we'll be playing it right here on this Twitch channel. That's twitch.tv/deadinvideogames.
Yes.
That's right. So over 25 million players since it launched on the 5th.
That's nuts, dude.
IGN gave it 9 out of 10.
That's nuts.
Crazy.
That's nuts.
Yeah. Can I play with y'all?
No. We don't want you no more, man. You don't want us. We don't want you either.
Don't try to come over here and fuck with us now. You better keep that streak going live.
Play some Alienation with us.
Play some Alienation. Go catch up on
you can play
first.
That with us because that's what
catch up on Alienation first and then come over to Apex. Trying to jump in and, you know.
We crawl so you can walk.
All right. So anyway, man, moving on. So that's all the news for the week. So it's time for games that you wish would come back. So who has something? I already got my game. I figured my game out yesterday.
All right.
Yeah, it's pretty dope.
Of course, you said, oh, okay.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty dope. I think you guys really enjoy it. Yeah.
The only dope it is probably crack cocaine.
Okay.
My game is X-Men Mutant Apocalypse. I think it was for the Super Nintendo. You had your choice of X-Men. Since Marvel got the Fox license, maybe X-Men can get some more love now in the gaming space. And it was just dope. Like, the sprites were big and the hits were thick. I don't know how else to describe them. Capcom game. Again, thick hits. Very blunt when you fuck around with Gambit and shit. Gambit, Psylocke, Wolverine, others, Cyclops. But yeah, that shit was dope, man. And the music was cool, of course.
I don't know if they remade this. I haven't looked, but I remember playing this on 64. Turok. I think I'm saying that right. It's a first-person shooter game. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like...
The dinosaur shit.
Yeah, like Dino Crisis, but first-person. Yeah. You know, first-person shooter.
I think I said that a while
ago. You said that?
Yeah.
It was a while ago.
It was a while ago, though. But yeah, I agree. I agree with you on that.
Yeah. They should bring that one back with the graphics, man. With these graphics, I would like to play that game.
You know, what I want to bring back is this is just like a fun-ass game. Like, it really didn't have no real theme or anything to it, but... I like Rampage, y'all. Rampage is my shit. I want a legitimately dope Rampage game to come back. Because the last one was like Total Destruction, which was like for PS2.
Yeah.
And that was cool, actually. I like how they kind of had a little bit of a graphical update, but it was a little bit more comedic, though.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, I think like a new, especially for Switch, like, I think that'd be fun to have that on the go for Switch, like a new Rampage game. So, yeah, you know.
That's a good one.
Yeah,
that's
I think Rampage needs to make it.
It's weird that there isn't one, especially with the movie that just came out.
That's right. I thought that was going to happen because when they said, okay, there's going to be a Rampage, I said, okay, a game's going to be on the way, but.
And it's like easy to make. Like, just put that shit out for like $30 in the arcade. You can make a quick
$30 game. That's the same shit. We already know what we're going to get, but it's fun to just destroy buildings and shit and grab people out the goddamn
window. With updated graphics.
Yeah, with updated graphics.
Put it in an online store, download that joint.
Exactly. So hopefully we get a Rampage game in the future because that'd be fun.
Yeah, I'm with it. I think I had that on my list of games. So cool. So I scratched it off. Mine is Road Rash. Y'all remember Road Rash?
Yes. Yeah, I remember Road Rash. Okay. That's a good one.
Yeah, I told y'all.
That's a good one.
Told y'all I was coming through, man. Okay. I forgot what I was listening to. I heard somebody mention it. And I was like, oh shit, I remember that game. Oh, yeah. You sitting there on the little bike, you swerve to the left or the right, and your knee touch the ground, you get a little noise. And then you get the little chain and be knocking the shit out of people. I was like, okay, you're a Road Rash. So I'm with that. So that's my game. That's what I got.
Okay.
All right. So moving on. Comments and questions.
Questions. First one. He gets a lot of his questions asked. I think it's because I guess he asks good questions. So
good question asker.
Yeah, good question asker. It's from Barcode. He says, do you prefer linear games or open world games? Open world is hard for me to say. But anyway.
Open world is hard for you to say?
Sometimes. I mean, it just was.
Oh.
Practice is right beside the word or. Anyway, linear or open world?
As of recently, open world.
Open world for me. Yeah. Because I'm just thinking like, God of War, Horizon Zero Dawn. Yeah. Like, I prefer Fallout, you know, just I prefer open world stuff. So, yeah. That's my pick.
It's linear for me.
Really?
I think more focus goes into like stuff. A lot of times open world games turn into like walking simulators, especially Fallout has that problem sometimes because they don't give you enough shit to do in between. So it's just like, I'm going to just keep on walking. Yeah, I'm still fucking walking.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Like, I think if the open world game gives you enough stuff to do in between the main story, that makes it feel like you're not just walking around doing nothing.
Right.
Then, but there are still some linear games too that I think are really dope. But I think as of recently, most of my favorite games have been open world games.
I think for me, man, I'm with me, Eric, man. I'm linear.
Just collect all this stuff. Like,
I don't have time for all that shit, man. I just walk around, just going in and looking for stuff. I
love that shit.
I like it sometimes. I like it in moderation. You know what I mean? Just like, I ain't trying to. Like, I can dedicate stuff like that to where it's fun to move, like a Spider-Man or something like that. I love that game, and I love open world games. But every game don't need an open world.
Right.
But I think the ones you mentioned, you know, God of War and.
Horizon Zero Dawn.
Horizon Zero Dawn, those make traversal.
And even still, you can still play those games linearly if you just bypass all that stuff and just focus on the main storyline.
Right.
It's still technically a linear game, but it's it's not like, okay, you're just
Uncharted.
Uncharted.
Uncharted is linear, though.
Uncharted is linear, but it's that's what I'm saying. It's like, but it still is technically, quote unquote, an open world game.
You know, I wouldn't call it open world.
Because you don't have all these side missions and whatnot, but it's like the way it's presented.
If you can't go anywhere you want to at any time, it's not open world.
Okay, yeah, so I see what I mean. Yeah,
I see what you're saying.
Mugga's saying. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's so Uncharted, you can X off Uncharted. Yeah.
Okay. So. All right. Next question comes from, I don't know how to pronounce your name, 313Geo. What video game genre is your favorite? Geo? My two are fighting games and action adventure RPGs.
Yeah, action adventure RPGs. I mean, I guess what would you consider Horizon Zero Dawn? Action RPG?
Yeah.
Resident Evil is what?
Survival. It's also still,
I like that scary shit too, because I love Evil Within. I like Evil Within as well. So yeah, I like that scary shit. I want shit that's going to be scary as fuck, like some creepy shit, but still I can have weapons to kill it or whatever. Well, except for Outlast. I like Outlast. You didn't have weapons in that one.
But, yeah, I like...
Y'all like creepy ass games too.
Yeah, I have to say my favorites are fighting games and survival horror, because I just like that creepy, scary shit. I like games that'll get you on edge and like make you, you know... Like,
have you ever played Alien Isolation?
No, I haven't. But, I heard it was
man, crazy. Oh man. You talk about intense.
But I like games that can really invoke those emotions out of you. Because like, it's fun to go around and shoot and stuff and whatnot. But when you get a game that's like, okay, I don't know if I should go in this room or not.
Well, I don't know if I'm gonna survive.
Like that type of feeling. I love getting that feeling from a game. And like Outlast is the perfect example, because you don't have any weapons. Like you literally have to survive as if you were in real life.
Yes.
With whatever you got. So
it's so stressful.
It's very stressful. Man. So it's like games like that really I enjoy playing. But I think fighting games too, because I just love, you know, fighting games are just one of the oldest genres. It's one that's just like, it ain't broke, don't fix it. It's like everybody enjoys a good fight. If you're into the genre, a good fighting game, it's a lot of depth to it if you want to get advanced with it. But if you want to just have fun, you can still have fun with it for the casual player as well. So I think it's a great genre. And there's a lot of iconic franchises in the fighting game world too. So yeah,
for sure.
So yeah.
I'm with Geo. Fighting games, action adventure RPGs. I like my racing games. I like my JRPGs, my turn-based RPGs. I like mostly everything except like sports and puzzle games. But when it comes to fighting games, again, so many different like franchises that are like very close to my heart. Mm-hmm. And like FIFA was talking about with sports games, you can just pick them up and play them. So if I ain't got too much time, play a game of Smash real quick, Dragon Ball FighterZ real quick, Street Fighter real quick,
exactly.
Tekken real quick.
Mm-hmm. So fighting games are like your sports games.
Yeah, you can
kind of just pick up something, play a quick game. And, you know,
if you think about it, a fighting game technically is a sports game.
Technically,
is a sport game because it's you know, competitive playing.
My gripe with sports games, and I should have mentioned this on the last podcast, but they're always like, they're damn near the same every time. Like, you know what to expect when you play a sports game, for the most part.
And that's what kind of got me out of
playing.
Because I was like FIFA too, but I was still playing a whole bunch of other shit.
Yeah.
But I was also like, Madden come out, I'm copping.
Yeah.
2K come out, like, it was still a game that I was looking forward to playing every year. But like, yeah, as I got older, it's just like, damn, he's pretty much like the same.
Updated roster. Yeah. So you can't really do much because you're limited to the confines of the actual sport. So
the only thing
you can change is who's on the roster.
Right.
And then probably add in a different mode.
But isn't that the same with fighting games?
Well, no, because with fighting games, you can change. Okay, you can change roster, but you can change the way the fighting style is, the play style is.
Like how Mortal Kombat
did. You can have a different story mode every single time.
Because
the story mode can be a completely made up story that can, or a continued story from a previous game. You can't do that with Madden.
The way moves and characters look.
The only way sporting games is interesting is when they go from the previous console to the next. So like if PlayStation
like
5 come out,
jump from the
you can see like, oh, I want to see what 2K look like or Madden look like on PlayStation 5.
Right.
Like that's when you're interested. It's like, okay.
After that, it wears off because it's always going to look the same every time again. Yeah. So that's what it is. But yeah, fighting games is just like, okay, well, what new, and then they can create, you know, they can create a brand new character from scratch that you get excited about. Mm-hmm. You can't create a brand new player if they're not real in the spite, you know.
Right.
I mean, you can, but you can't.
But it's not like a legitimate, you know, it's like, yeah, you can, but it's like nobody really is like, oh, this person is okay. Like with Mortal Kombat 11, like they got the new character, Garrus, is like, he's completely new from head to toe, you know, new, and then the whole story is completely new. And then, but at the same time, you can bring back the nostalgia, so you can mix that all in with a fighting game. You can't mix in Michael Jordan with LeBron James on one game and it'd be realistic and updatable. You know what I'm saying? Unless you do some kind of like fantasy type stuff. So,
yeah,
you know.
Well, I'm a sports games and action game myself. I think with me, with sports, all of the criticism that you guys have are correct, which is why after a while you stop playing it. But I just like the franchise mode. So I get past whatever the current rosters are and let them, you know, create rookies and drafts and stuff like that.
I know exactly what Ken's talking about.
Yeah, so it becomes it becomes this, you know, you're building up a team and you're taking the worst team and you're trying to turn.
You're being the GM. You like being the GM. You like being the GM of
a team. So it becomes cerebral because you got to say, do I want to keep this player? Do I want to trade this player?
Contracts. Yeah. Resign them and stuff.
Yeah. So that's the appeal and always been the appeal, you know, over time when they introduced it for me. So that's why I like sporting games, just to be able to be that GM and develop something from scratch. So, yeah, I'll advance about 3 or 4 years or five, you know, or sometimes I'll go as far as 10, just so I got a
So you won't got so you don't got nobody that's playing to the current.
No legacy.
So you got all these different names, like, damn, who is this guy? Yep. He's balling. Yeah. Yep. I see what you said. I kind of used to do that, with 2K12 or 11 when I did that. I was like fast forwarding all the way to like 10 years later and just having all these players I've never heard of. So I know exactly what you're talking about, man. I used to do that.
Yeah, so that's it. What else you got?
Question for me and my good legend. As a resident Halo guy, from what we've heard so far, what do you expect from this next installment? And what would you like to see that comes from good is straight edge? We haven't seen a lot of Halo Infinite, so I hope it's dope, but it's 343 Studios and Halo 4 and 5 was eh. I like the art style to go with, the old school Halo shit. I buy every Halo game that comes out, as long as it's a first-person shooter. So the Halo Wars games I haven't really bought. But Halo Infinite, I'll more than likely be on it. That's why I'm an Xbox guy, if y'all want to call me that. Is because of the Halo franchise, so it means a whole lot to me, and I hope it's fucking tight. Next question comes from Sam the Seagull. Seagull, what game or series do you think would have the potential to become a decent movie?
I got one.
What you got?
I think because of just the depth of the story and the characters, if they did it right, if they made a God of War movie. Yeah, they can do that. They can pull that off. Because it's easy, because it's been done before in a way, because it's Greek mythology in a way. Mm-hmm. You have to start off in the Greek mythology version of it, though, not the Norse mythology.
Right.
So start off with the Greek mythology version of it, start from scratch. But I think if they find the right character and the way to portray the story just right, I think it would be good. But also it runs the risk of also being terribly bad. But so it just really depends on who they cast and how they write the story. But I think it's a lot of depth to that story and franchise that you can make a movie franchise out of it at this point.
My thing with that is with the goal of God of War to kill all the gods, wouldn't it be a better series, if possible? It might be too long as a movie.
Well, that's why you got multiple movies. It's like,
true.
You know,
okay.
You know, it can follow literally the path of God of War 1, 2, 3, you know, that the same exact way. Cause you know, he can start off by just trying to go after Ares in the first movie. And then he can transition over to Zeus in that. So he can do the same thing. So just be the same way in the games, in the movies. So.
Makes sense. While Granddad went the complex approach, I wanted to go the simple approach. And a lot of the games look like movies and they have the voice acting, they have sound design, they have scripts and all this shit that you can... A lot of these games are better as games. I mean, all of them are better as games than movies right now. But when it comes to transitioning to the screen, I want to go Double Dragon. It's a simple story, so it gives...
Didn't they make a movie out of it?
There was, and it was trash. Right. But I think it can be redone. Because it's such a simple, premise. Your girlfriend gets punched in the stomach, and they take her away, and you just beat up motherfuckers till you find the bad dude or whatever.
Right, he did, and it's the Steven Seagal job.
Yeah, John Paul Van Damme movies was like
that. Hell no. Well, that was... Yeah, but they can do, like, an 80s throwback shit. And the writers can fill in their own shit instead of having to go off a whole lot of source material. Yeah, but it was bad. It was bad shit.
So basically,
we're talking about good shit.
Do a good job this time.
Do a good job.
Okay, so you wanted them to do a redo.
Good costumes, actual fight choreography instead of gymnastics.
Yeah, but I think because they already tried and didn't go off well, I think we should just try to say, hey, what franchise has not had a movie? Because it's gonna be hard for them to make another Double Dragon because they're gonna go back to that first one and be like, oh, this shit was trash. Why should we do this again?
Because the first one was trash. But that's how remakes should work. That's how remakes fuck up.
Exactly, but Double Dragon isn't really that strong of a franchise to justify another movie if the first one was garbage. They're not going to be like, I'm going to put more money into this.
We got a Rampage movie out of nowhere.
Yeah, but who was attached to that movie? The Rock.
So that's let's attach two.
That's the only reason
strong
why
ass white dudes.
And I didn't even go watch the white movie.
I know.
Billy and Jimmy are white, man. Come on.
We can race Ben.
It's not race Ben. Let's get our own characters.
Thank God we got enough white people running around beating up people.
That's true.
That's true, yeah.
So you want a black Batman, basically, is what you're saying.
Why not? Call me crazy, Joe.
It's just like make cool black characters. I don't need to have a black this and a black that. It was the black version of the already existing white character type shit. I know we're going off topic, but white dudes. Like Billy and Jimmy.
Billy and Jimmy's white dudes. They gotta be white. But then who would you get to play those dudes? Who these days are legitimate action stars who would be able to play those roles? That would make a good movie these days. He ain't an action star.
Yeah, he can't fight. I don't know. I haven't thought that far.
You don't have a Seagal or a Van Damme or a Stallone like we had in the 80s and early 90s. You don't have anybody like that. So you can't just make a Double Dragon movie and not have a legitimate, if they're going to be white dudes, they got to be like legitimate badass. We don't have those these days in the movie world. Like we don't have legitimate like action stars anymore. Think about it. That's going to be like, don't. You know.
Yeah, I can't think of any.
Exactly. So
you
like
Wesley Snipes.
Get Wesley Snipes and Michael Jai White. There you go.
Billy and Jimmy.
There we go.
Paperboy. Yeah, that'd be a good movie.
Tell me a little bit about it, Ken.
Yeah, what would be?
Tell me a little bit about this Paperboy movie.
It worked. Y'all ain't ever played the game?
Yeah, but you know what happens in Paperboy.
What's the hour 20 minute movie?
The dog's chasing you.
What's his motivation?
Be like Cujo. Paperboy, Cujo.
Oh my God.
And the Warriors.
Cujo meets
Throw the
Paperboy?
Warriors in there too.
The Warriors. Oh, that's a crossover, right?
Oh my God.
But now, I think Devil May Cry would be cool. I think that would be cool.
Like a live action movie.
It would be cool, man.
It would be cool.
Like the thing about, like, it's the same thing with the God of War thing. There's so much room to fuck up. Yeah. And that's what
happens. It's better than goddamn Double Dragon.
No, it's not, because it's simple. It's simple. You can like go wild with it. It's like, you guys didn't mention this demon. Like people would be picking it apart. Like, oh, Dante's not supposed to be like this.
We don't know it has to be done well. You're throwing something into it that we don't even know has even happened. That people are going to be complaining about stuff that isn't in a movie that hasn't even been made yet.
Oh, it would happen. Have you been on the internet?
Yeah, they will. They'll find something.
I mean, I know that, but
I'm not going to watch it if XYZ's not in this movie, or if they don't have this or they don't have that, then it's going to be, it's already bad. Like, that's how some people are with movies.
I understand.
You know, they
but Double Dragon.
Especially video game movies. Like, most video game, like, you saw how they shit on the Sonic poster?
Yeah.
When that Sonic poster came out, they shat on it just because Sonic didn't look how they wanted him to look. He did look trash, but they went in on that fucking poster.
We couldn't even see him.
You couldn't even see him. But it was like, no, he ain't no, fuck that. This movie's trash already. I'm like, it's a poster. Calm down. But that's how people are in the video game. So it's hard to make. And if you think about any other games that have been turned into movies, like look at the Hitman franchise. That shit flopped. They tried their best.
Yeah.
Super Mario movie.
I mean, every video game.
There has not been a... I can't even
Mortal Kombat, though.
Nah, the first one.
Hell,
the first one was fire. That first one was fire. Annihilation.
That movie's lit, bro.
No, nigga.
Yeah,
that
Annihilation
bullshit. They changed all the characters. I was like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
That was so bad.
The first Mortal Kombat movie was good.
It was dope.
Come on.
Shit was awful, man.
Nah, it was dope.
Y'all are tripping.
That shit was awful, man.
Yeah. That shit was so fucking good.
How you have a game that pretty much changed the rating system. It was a gory game.
You're right.
You might as well say it was rated G in the movies. Like I was expecting heads to be knocked off, decapitation, flesh burnt alive.
You know what this is?
I wanted to see that.
Age.
Yeah.
Huh? Age.
I wanted to see that.
We were young. That's what I was saying. We were younger.
I was young too.
You were younger than you are now, but we were like kids.
I mean, I was like middle school, high school-ish. So I was, 13, 12, 13, 14?
Yeah, you were into like, oh, blood. Like I'm fucking watching Nickelodeon and shit.
I want to see blood. I want to see Kano rip someone's heart out. I want to see that.
Now, do y'all remember a few years back, somebody made a remake of Mortal Kombat?
Michael J. White was in it.
Michael J. White, yeah.
That was a little better.
I still wanted some gore though. Now I think if they go that route but make it more gory these days, it would be an amazing movie.
If you're gonna make a Mortal Kombat event at gore,
How would you make a movie and not have no gore at all? You know what I'm saying?
I
need gore. If you're going to make a Mortal Kombat, look at the damn new Mortal Kombat game that's coming out.
So think about it this way. Like now, like back then, gaming was for kids. So in order to get their market, they couldn't have made a rated R
Mortal Kombat and they wouldn't have made it.
Why would they
money.
Make it with blood? Why can't I take, why would you still make it the way you make it? Well,
it's because I think.
You know what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying, but with video games and movies, parents were a lot more strict about taking their kids to see an R-rated movie. Because they can like they have to go with them first of all. A video game, most parents didn't know about any.
Here's some quarters, go play.
So they're like, here, play this video game. Because most parents didn't even know what Mortal Kombat was until they saw their kids playing it. But if they say, oh, this is an R-rated movie, well, why? Blood, gore, violence.
Just
I'm
like
not
the
taking
game.
My kid to
just
see
like
that
the
shit.
Damn game.
But that was later though.
That was later though. That was before the whole rating system.
Just like they invented the rating system. Right.
I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just telling you why.
I wanted gore. I hated the Mortal Kombat movies. I hated it just for that simple fact.
So the first one, I enjoyed it because I think it was cool to see all those characters translated into real life.
This
as a
shit
kid.
Was, man, I was so
But then the second one came out and I was like, yeah, this shit's trash.
The second one was fucking garbage.
I mean, the second one was even worse, but the first one was still trash too. Yeah. Like, I was like, oh my God.
The first
one
was dope,
this is horrible. This is horrible.
As a movie?
As a movie? That shit ain't gonna work.
I don't think people wanna watch a psychopath. I don't know. I mean, I guess
like Fast and the Furious, Grand Theft Auto.
Like a franchise to where it goes by like how the game evolves.
I'd only watch the one about CJ.
Yeah, it has to be San Andreas if it's any movie. It has to be San Andreas. That's the one that's got the most film, I guess, capability.
Is it?
Grand Theft Auto, Devil May Cry, and God of War are more fun to play than they are to watch. So that's more reason I said Double Dragon.
Unfortunately, he is.
Unfortunately, he is.
Yeah, that's right. You're being dead ass serious.
I am. Yeah, you rather. Yeah, you rather play these games because those games are rich and they're very fleshed out and, you know, they're fun. Double Dragon is fun too, but it's super simple. It has, you know, like I watch that.
I would say most of the best games can't be transformed into movies because, like you said, but like
you can't play them.
Very grounded in most video games, but it's still entertaining.
And you know what it is about Grand Theft Auto? Grand Theft Auto's fucking MO is freedom. And as a moviegoer, you just sitting there watching shit happen.
Yeah.
Grand Theft Auto's appeal is you can do whatever the fuck you want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Whenever the fuck you want, and you have no limits. And then they have to try to isolate that into a movie. You're not going to be able to get everything. And then, of course, you're going to have people saying, oh, well, you can't have this, because you can't have that, because, you know, Grand Theft Auto, do whatever the fuck you want. So, but what I was thinking is what would be a good movie from a cinematic standpoint, because they can just pretty much easily translate it because it's got playable elements, but I think the story is a lot more rewarding is The Last of Us. They did a Last of Us movie because the emotion that game gave off just from the cutscenes.
And you haven't even like beat it yet. Like wait till you, man, like, if you get through that game.
They can translate that over to a movie and because like, there's not really that much action to it. There's some here and there, but you can translate the type of action that's in that game into a movie. And you can still get, but that story, that writes itself. You just got to find the right actors and they can do it.
So my question is, why is it necessary if it exists so well as a game? It's got the camera angles, it's got the graphics,
it's
got
the voice
acting. I think it's because that wasn't the question that we were asked.
What game would make a decent movie? I mean,
I think the main reason why any gaming franchise decides to go make a movie is because they wanted to revert it back, get new eyes on the franchise itself. So if they make a movie and I'm like, oh, this movie is really good. It's based off a video game? Well, let me see what this video game is about. Now, granted.
Because I ain't care for Hitman either.
Yeah, yeah.
What about Resident Evil?
Like, I was.
Hated them.
Hated them.
Yeah. Hated all of them.
Yeah, I was mad.
They were bad,
Hitman,
but I still watched them.
They were, they were awful.
I like, watched
Hitman
every last one.
Resident Evil were so bad because I love the Hitman video games. And I was like, from the moment I saw that first trailer, I was like, this is going to be a bad movie. Ooh. I can already tell. Like,
I'm still trying to think of an answer to that question. I know y'all been asking the questions, and I'm still trying. Because the reason why I haven't answered, because I don't trust video games going into movies. Because every single video game that went into movies, I've hated them.
Besides Mortal Kombat. You like it in your deepest of hearts.
I'm just saying, I hate Mortal Kombat. Street Fighters was horrible.
With Jean-Claude Van Damme. God, that movie
was horrible.
I still remember to this day that whack ass flash ball that was in the Duke in the thing. Oh my God, when I saw that shit, I turned the movie off. I was like, fuck this shit.
I'm literally trying to think of what game I can. I just don't trust. I don't
trust. I would trust an animated movie.
Huh?
Could it be an animated movie?
Well, Street Fighter animated movie was cool.
Yeah, true. Animated, no, we're talking live action movie.
Oh, it had to be live action.
Animated, yeah.
Okay, so I got possibly two. And I talked about one earlier. Alien Isolation, I think they could have definitely, that would have been the storyline. Well,
that's cheating,
that's cheating, because Alien was already, it's from a movie.
But that storyline was crazy, though. Like,
yeah, it can't be.
I got another one. They can use this off of Transformer technology. It's Horizon Zero Dawn. And that'd be made a movie.
Okay. Yeah.
Can you imagine Michael Bay and what's the other guy, Jerry? Like with that type of special effects that they use in Transformers and Bumblebee?
I think
they can use that in Horizon Zero Dawn.
Yeah, I think aesthetically, but I think the thing about Horizon is, this is what I got from it, is like the acting is a little stiff. So they have to flesh out some more emotional acting for those parts. But once they do that, I think they can do that.
That's my game. Yeah, that's my game.
That would be a good one.
Horizon Zero Dawn.
I think the best shot out of any recent game was The Last of Us.
I completely agree with you. I forgot about that. I completely agree with you on that one.
Because people are already emotionally invested in those characters from that game, so I would easily go see that. If they pick the right people to play those roles and they come up with a good trailer.
So my question is, are you doing the exact same story with the exact same characters, but in movie
form? I would not change a thing. I would just translate it over to the big screen. Because that story is strong.
I completely agree.
That story is so strong, man. So good that you don't need to touch it at all.
Because there's so many people who never played the game. Exactly. They would go see that movie and be like, holy shit.
Exactly. Like, they'll be able to see the story
Yes, I completely agree.
Damn, I gotta
you got to finish that shit, Cam. I'm telling you. That's why I listed it. I think when I played that game, it was definitely like in my top 10 of all time of games. Like, Last of Us was like top 10 all time. And, you know, we played a lot of games throughout the years. And that was my top 10 all time. So, yeah, man, you got to play that shit. You got to finish that shit.
All right. That's it?
That's it.
All right, cool. That's going to do it for us this week. So appreciate you guys. Appreciate you guys, you know, following us on the channel, subscribing to the podcast, following us on social, kicking it to us in Discord, all of that, man. It means a lot as we continue this journey and building this thing up. And, you know, and all I got to say is the rematch coming. Granddaughter.
Bring that camera over here.
Look here.
I'm not going to talk much. Just to let you know, I'm about to be in the gym. Crazy. I'm making a montage.
Okay.
I'm making a montage.
All right.
I'm going to figure it out.
Put it on the channel. I'm putting it on the channel.
All right. Yep. Crazy. All right. Training going to be all over.
There you go. All right. All right, man. We'll catch you guys next time. We out. Peace.